This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and the word at the Operations Center in Leicester, England is Beagle 2, call home. By now, the landing craft of the European Space Agency's mission to Mars, named for the vessel that Charles Darwin sailed on his missions of discovery, should have beamed a call signal from the surface of the Red Planet, a tune composed by the British pop group Blur, but so far, not a sound. As to what this means, we turn to Martin Redfern of the BBC, who joins us from England by telephone. And Martin, last night there was a 20-minute window when the scientists heard nothing from the spacecraft. Another window has passed tonight. What does this mean?
Well, this is getting a little more serious. The first window, it would have been very lucky if they'd got anything. It was the NASA Mars Odyssey flying over. It was only a 20-minute window, and both craft had to be looking in the right place at the right time for that to have worked. This second one wouldn't have been able to pick up that Blur tune because it's far too far away. This was actually a radio telescope back here in England looking at this tiny little 5-watt transmitter all the way on Mars, but it could see the whole of the surface of Mars that's pointing this way. So almost anywhere that Beagle 2 could have come down, if it was radiating a signal, I think they would have seen it, and they haven't. So this is sounding like rather bad news. It's still, though, not by any means the end of the road, because it could simply be a computer glitch. For example, the clock in Beagle 2 might have been reset, so it's not transmitting at the right time. There are still plenty of windows to look for the signal. It's not lost by any means yet.
Is the assumption, in any case, that whatever the condition of its transmitter, Beagle 2 is on the surface of Mars now, or is even that in doubt?
It seemed to be heading in exactly the right direction when it left Mars Express 5 days ago. There's every reason to think that it entered the atmosphere in the right place in the right direction. There are a lot of single-point failures, as they say, a lot of things that could have gone wrong. Two-stage parachutes, heat shields, airbags to bounce to the surface, a rather hard landing on the ground. Any of these could have gone wrong, or it could have failed to open properly. Plenty of things where it could be on Mars, but unfortunately be in pieces on Mars. But they're not giving up yet. They're going to keep trying.
Martin, you mentioned Mars Express. That's the craft that is actually in orbit around Mars right now. What has been learned from that craft today?
That's right. The science mission of that is going to take a couple of weeks to get going, but the good news is that it has been put into the correct orbit. It's going to take a couple of weeks to circularize that orbit. It'll be a polar orbit, so it'll see the whole surface of Mars. And that has tested its link before it left Earth with Beagle 2, and that should work fine. That would be able to be tested for real on the 4th of January, so we're certainly not giving up hope until then.
Martin Redfern of the BBC, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Martin talking with us about Beagle 2, the European Space Agency's Mars lander, from which no sound has yet to be heard.